When God wants to speak to his children, he doesn't limit himself to church buildings. A man named Jacob found that out. God came to him when he was sleeping on the ground using a rock for a pillow. In a dream, he learned of God's plans for him and his nation. That place became sacred real fast, and Jacob called it the Gate of Heaven. Today, how each of us can meet God in the same way. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on the invisible world, where battles are lost and won. Turn with us to Genesis chapter 28, when God spoke to Jacob in a dream.
But there's something else in this passage, and that is the manifest presence of God, the encounter with God that changes everything. Notice what Jacob does. He says, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it. How awesome is this place?" This is a parenthesis. Today we use the word awesome frequently. I have sometimes used it, and I said, "Well, you know, that's awesome." I don't know. I think we should save that word for God and think of something else instead of awesome. Only God is really awesome. He says, "How awesome is this place?" And he was even afraid. He says, "This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on it, on the top of it, and he called that place Bethel. And he says, "If God brings me back here, I'll give him thanks, and I'll always remember this place where I encountered God." What's going on there in the text? Here's an ordinary stone, nothing unique about it at all. And Jacob pours oil on it and says, "I want to remember this place. I want to sanctify this place. This is a sacred place to me." Ordinary stone, of course. Could have been any stone. Why this particular piece of real estate? Why is it set apart? And the answer is, that's where Jacob encountered God, or the manifest presence of God. It's one thing, you know, to believe that God is everywhere. Yes, we all agree with that. But imagine encountering him and saying, "I had an experience with God." Then it becomes very special, even an ordinary piece of real estate. R.C. Sproul, in one of his sermons, said that once a young man came to him and said, "You know, I want to evangelize people, and what I want to do is to have a church with a lot of excitement, because most people," he says, "who go to church are bored." And he said, "I don't want anybody to ever be bored in my church." And R.C. Sproul said to him, he said, "You know," he said, "when you look through the Bible, you discover that people acted in different ways when they met God. Moses, of course, took the shoes from his feet. We don't know that he fell down. He continued to stand. And he had a discussion with the Lord God that God eventually won. So that's the way Moses responded. When you get to Isaiah, Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." When you get to Job, you know that Job said, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye sees thee. Therefore I repent in dust and ashes." And when you get to the New Testament, you discover that when John the Apostle saw the risen, glorified Christ, he said, "I fell at his feet as though I were dead." So Sproul said that when people encounter God, they respond differently. But nowhere do I ever find that when people encounter God, I don't ever find that they were bored. When you encounter God, you'll never be bored. And let me say that here at the Moody Church, built with ordinary bricks, and built with ordinary steel and whatever else went into this marvelous structure today. When you leave LaSalle Street or Clark Street, you are leaving what was used to be called the profane, that is to say, the world, and you are coming here into this place, and this place is set apart by God for you to meet him here. That's why this place is sacred. Because you have encountered the living God. And as you've heard me say a number of different times, when people walk into this sanctuary, they should say, surely God is in this place. May that be our prayer. So that the Bible says that they should say that because the truth of their heart is revealed. In other words, the gospel of Jesus Christ has shown their sinfulness, and the first thing you see when you encounter God almost always is that I'm a sinner who needs redemption, and you encounter the Almighty because God is in this place in a special way among his people. Everywhere, yeah, but especially here where the encounter took place. And so I set up a stone and I put oil on it, says Jacob. God is with us. That's why it's so important in this sanctuary that when people come in, that they open their lives to God. That's why we have a call to worship. That's why we sing and have such beautiful music, is because we want the soul drawn to God so that when people leave, they say, I encountered God today. And if you can say that, you'll never be bored. You say, well, yeah, but how do I encounter him? You know, it's one thing to hear this message and you may be sitting there, or maybe you're hearing it through a different means, and you may be listening in an office or driving a car, and you say, well, you know, it's one thing, sure, but how do I get to him? Thank you so much for asking that question. The Bible says this in the book of John. No man has seen God at any time. Even the Lord that Jacob saw at the top of the ladder was simply a manifestation of God. You and I could never see the invisible God with human eyes. If we did, we would be incinerated. We could not take the holiness and the beauty and the greatness of the invisible God. So there are various manifestations, even as in this passage. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Jesus declares God. And Jesus went so far as to say, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Wow, that statement takes your breath away. Imagine Jesus saying that to the disciples. So how do we encounter God? By the way, Luther even said that when you are confronted with a hidden God, what he meant was the mystery of God, where there are all kinds of questions about God that I don't understand. There are things that I will not share with you today, but I struggle with in terms of what God does and the way in which he runs his world. But on the other hand, he never asks me, so I just kind of let him do it. When you encounter the hidden God, Luther says, you flee to the visible God. Not because there are two gods, of course, but Luther says you flee to Jesus because there the Logos, God manifest in the flesh, and there we encounter God. Some of you have never encountered him in that way. Some of you today, the truth is, Jesus to you is a teacher, he's a prophet, he's a good man, but he isn't your personal savior. You have no intimate relationship with him. And if you seek for intimacy, if you seek for that encounter, I encourage you to come to Jesus, because he makes the invisible God visible. And not only that, because he is the ladder from earth to heaven, or I should say from heaven to earth, because he is that ladder. He's the only one who is able to take you and connect you with the Almighty. That's why I like stories of conversion that we frequently have here at church. I enjoy them. I'm blessed by everyone, because everyone is a miracle of Jesus Christ reaching down and saying, "Here I am," and then giving us the ability to receive him, because it is through him that we can connect. And then after we've done that, we spend the rest of our life learning to enjoy God in his manifest presence, encountering him, loving him, trusting him, and yes, as I've mentioned, even enjoying him, because the invisible God has been made visible to us and tangible to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you're seeking God, this is the end of your search. You come to Christ, who reveals the Father. Receive him as Savior. Accept him as Lord, as God. And that's why he said, "No man can come to the Father but by me." But through him, we encounter the Almighty. And as I've already emphasized, then we are never bored. May we pray together. Our Father, we pray that this church might be Bethel, the house of God. May this place ever be sacred, because it is here that we have set it apart to say, this is where we worship. This is where we connect with God. Here's where we encounter him. And we say to all of our visitors and all those who come through as members and friends and associates, we say to all of them, in this place, God is honored. May we come back to it repeatedly, we pray, to give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and the message that you have just heard is actually part of a larger series of messages entitled The Invisible World. For example, I want you to be sure that you tune in next time, because I'm going to be speaking about knowledge from the dark side. A couple of messages will be given on Satan and the deception that there exists by people who want to connect with that invisible world, but don't do it properly. They're not coming to God through Jesus Christ. They're coming to God in other ways, and Satan is deceiving them. Now you stay tuned, because in a moment you're going to be given information as to how these messages can be yours. Because I think that as we go through this series, you will see their relevance to the fact that the invisible world really does exist. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Finding God in the Wasteland, the second of 8 messages on the invisible world. Satan has many tools in his arsenal. Tomorrow, don't miss Knowledge from the Dark Side. These messages will make the invisible world very real to each of us. The entire series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the invisible world. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.